Hey, all, it's July. It is Dry Eye Awareness Month, and I just wanted to address a few things about dry eye, just some reminders. It can be overwhelming. We're seeing more of it. I know I'm seeing more in my own practice. I have patients who are constantly on their devices now, kids using them up to 10 hours, 12 hours a day. Learning is online only. Kids aren't going back to school. Zoom meetings, plenty of those going on. So people are staring at devices all the time. In relation to that, we're seeing an increase in dry eye prevalence. So how do you manage these patients? What's the best approach? What is the best treatment? How do I diagnose this? What devices should I buy? And so I would encourage you to remember 2017 was the 10-year update of the Dry Eye Workshop. It was 150 ODs, MDs, and PhDs, experts from around the world in dry eye, who looked at the last several years of research and decided this is our best consensus on definition, on diagnosis, on management. And it's 13 subsections. You can find it at tearfilm.org. Take a look at it one bite at a time. If you just want to go to how do I look for it, what's the diagnostic protocol and what's the treatment protocol, it's basically ask the questions. Use a validated questionnaire. Do you have symptoms? If you have symptoms, look for some signs. Then decide, is there inflammation present? After that, are they low on water and or low on oil, and address it that way. The treatment algorithm is stepwise. And so you start at step one, which is patient education and lid hygiene, artificial tears, nutraceuticals, and then follow them back. Don't just tell them, come back if you're not feeling better. Schedule them back, see them. Do your part to make sure that compliance is actually happening. If step one was inadequate, go to step two. That's when you start writing prescriptions for medications. That's when you start doing meibomian gland expression in office. That's when you start doing IPL. Step three, I think it's getting out there a little bit more, amniotic membrane in that category, but I think a lot of it can be managed with step one and step two. So take a look at DOs too as you start to see more dry eye in your practice. Tearfilm.org is the website for that. And thanks very much for watching.